In today's episode, I'm talking about kindness, and more importantly, kindness to ourselves. This is how legends are made. Hi there, and welcome to today's episode. My name is Ben Jackson, and as always, looking to find ways to give you some sort of value, insight, ideas, or techniques or advice that are going to help you, even if that's kind of sharing just my experiences, which you might get some value from. And in today's episode, I wanted to talk about kindness. Just a reflection from my own week, which may be useful for you, and just a reminder at the very least, about how you need to practice kindness, but kindness for ourselves. And this came about because this week that's just gone by for me has been pretty busy, quite relentless, with a lot of work going on and a lot of dashing around for lots of different reasons. And the time was well planned, but what I had done within that time so that I made it the most was obviously plan my time out and really schedule it appropriately, but also assign Sunday as being my down day, a quieter day. I knew I was gonna be busy all the way through the week. I had a conference on the Saturday, and the only day that I felt I could wind down or enjoy some sleep or catch up on sleep was gonna be Sunday. And that was a really great motivator for me to just, you know, keep pace, not rush, but know that, yes, I have a few late nights, early starts, but what's gonna happen is on the Sunday, it'll chance for me to kind of catch up. And from this idea about kindness to ourselves, I think it's just a nice, useful for reminder that, you know, when we are pursuing whatever dream or goal that we have, that there is important times we need to take for our downtime, for a time to heal and reflect and not be engaged with the things we usually are. This can sometimes be a challenge. I know I've had it in the past where, you know, you just want to carry on going and going, but there's an appropriateness to powering down, appropriateness to distraction. And the best kind of comparison I can make that I'll leave you with is when it comes to training. Obviously my thing is running, so for training when you're running, is that rest days are super, super important. It's that, you know, you could run 4 out of 7 days a week, but those 3 days, you could do other exercises potentially, but even just not exercising really helps your body heal, recover, and get stronger. It's the healing process as vital as pushing yourself for whatever pace you're going for, whatever workout you're doing. It's the healing you need after, which really solidifies all the progress you've had. So inside that, it was that try and find those times that you can allow yourself the kindness or compassion to say this is okay to today to not hit those targets, where I'm actually going to focus on other things. Those distractions, those other hobbies, other things you're doing are going to be important to help you kind of keep motivated and keep fueled up when you've got busy schedules, busy weeks or busy days ahead of you. Now, this doesn't have to be maybe a whole Sunday. Potentially, it's just only a few minutes. Maybe it's a meditation time. Let's make a point of not ignoring the importance of a bit of switch off, a bit of forgiveness when it comes to actually watching a movie and splodging out for a bit. And that's kind of my little thing, I know. But whatever it is for you, allow yourself that, knowing that you'll be back grinding, working on whatever you want to be doing, whatever projects you have going on, whatever kind of development in yourself you're looking to progress. That's waiting for you. Give yourself a little pocket of healing to get yourself into the best shape possible, because I guarantee you this, when you come back after a bit of rest time, you'll come back stronger, cleaner, faster, with cleaner insight, better insight into how you're gonna achieve whatever it is you want to achieve. I know from my running, every time, even after taking a week off, for whatever reason I couldn't get up for running, every time I come back faster. So even if it's just a few seconds, but I know I haven't got worse. So kindness, that's today's information, message, or something I hope of value for you. And I hope you can apply it into your life, because I find it valuable for me in my own. So that's it for today's episode, all about kindness. If you've enjoyed it and got some value from it, please give it a like or a thumbs up. Drop me a comment, I'd love to hear from you. And if you're hearing this on the podcast, please leave me a rating and a review. That really helps boost the podcast so more people can hear it. So I'd really appreciate that as well. But other than that, I'm going to leave you for today, and I hope you're having a fantastic time wherever you are, and I'll catch you on the next episode. This is how legends are made.